and has been for 20 years.
We are delighted to have Melbourne, no, Australia's yes. premier weather presenter, forecaster, meteorologist, Mike Larkin in the studio.
Wow.
What an introduction.
Do you like that, Mike?
I love it. In fact, this thing, I'm leaving now.
It won't get any better. See you, mate.
Now, we've got to talk about the weather, but okay, Brian has kept saying this. Mm. We'll get to the weather in a bit. You have changed, Brian, in my life. Now, we want to talk about this. You are not only a weather presenter,
right.
a stalwart of Channel 10.
Right. Gives a dog a home every Friday.
Yes, I do. And you, school visits on Mondays.
School visits Mondays.
Yeah, most popular weather presenter. You are also a marriage celebrant and you are marrying couples around Melbourne.
I am, and I did on the weekend and emceed a couple of weddings. And I'm not sure where you're going with this.
No, you recently... well, Fee and I recently got married and we got to thank you.
Thank you. Stop talking about his cashies. He's in trouble.
Thank you, Mr. Taxman.
We've talked about this briefly on the show before, but if anyone missed it, you are also a business owner and you have a company called Koala Bamboo.
I do, yes.
Now, you sent all of us some pillows.
Yes, I did. Yes. Yes. Are you sleeping better?
Okay. And you sent my dog, Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box, a dog bed. And prior to this bamboo bed you sent her, she slept on couches, on armchairs. She loves her bed. And I, from my Koala Bamboo pillows, have never slept better.
Are you serious?
Byron, and this is not just a friend saying your product is great, Byron.
Actually life-changing. And in our job, you know, you've got to get a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm not saying this because we're not being paid.
No.
It's an unbelievable pillow.
Wow, I don't know what to say, but Fev hasn't said a bloody word yet.
I didn't get one.
I sent you one. I sent you some socks and some undies as well.
I didn't get any of it because I was away, sick, and then I came in and then you sent me a message.
Yes, I did.
You DM'd me and said, mate, and then I met your beautiful wife at Pantry and she said, no, he sent it. I didn't get any, but that's okay.
Okay, look, I'll send you two pillows.
I understand. I'm at the bottom of the pecking
order. No, I think yours got nicked. I mean, let's be honest, Fev. I mean, can I ask Mike a direct question?
Okay.
Because keep eye contact with me. I don't want to make you uncomfortable or anyone else in the studio. Did you send them to Byron or has Byron taken Fev's home?
Byron has taken everything home himself. No. It actually said Fev and Byron on the actual box.
I reckon he's taken all
of them.
Well, hang
on. Did you think we were going to share a pillow?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Have I taken
Fev's pillow?
I reckon you've taken Fev's.
Sorry, Fev.
I can't remember what I've had now.
It was months ago and I've had 2 months of amazing sleep,
Byron's
but I apologise.
Taken the whole box.
Okay, I'm getting another box. I'm getting another box straight to you, Fev, okay?
He'll be there
in half an hour.
I'm happy Byron got it because I get to sleep next to my beautiful child and my beautiful wife. He's by himself.
So that's a really low blow.
But if you've got my pillow, that means you sleep well.
So like being with Fev in many ways.
I was being nice. So you can just cuddle up to your little koala pillows.
Now, can we don't go anywhere, Mike? Because we're keeping you till 7, basically.
Fantastic. I've got nowhere to go. I've had a great night's sleep on my koala pillow. I'm okay.
Okay,
now I understand why Byron picks up every weekend. Yeah. Come back to my koala pillow.
I've actually used it as a pickup line once. I have a pillow that was given to me by Mike Larkin. Do you want to come and check it out?
It's new, though. It is new.
You want to come check it out?
We have Mike in the studio.
There are dribble stains on it.
As you've woken up to our city being pelted with rain, we thought, what an opportunity.
I know. Very
for anyone
happy.
Right now, 13 10 60, to ring in and ask Mike any question about the weather. About the forecast for this week.
Okay.
Maybe you want a 10-day forecast. Maybe you want to know what's going to go on for the rest of the season.
So call Mike and talk about
call
weather.
Call Mike and ask him a weather question.
Could we also ask another question?
Yeah, please. That's what
we're going. Hang on. We're going to stand by. What is it, Fev?
No, I think Boxy's got it.
Or ask him about sleep, wear or bedding. Oh. Anything you want to know about sleep.
Ask about anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anything.
Or can I do another one?
Okay. We've now got a three-prong phone topic.
This is a fun one.
Yes.
So ring up, and obviously Mike, at the start of his cross, does a dad joke.
Oh, yes.
So if you've got a good joke, Mike will use them this week.
I will. Yes. I need decent material because mine is crap.
Some good material. That could be fun. Right.
Fantastic. I love this. There's three different reasons to call. Mike Larkin, 10 News first from 5 p.m. on 10. He's going to hang around.
101.9. The Fox.
Well, what an honour it is to have Mike Larkin in the studio. 10 News first from 5 p.m. on 10. Weatherman Mike Larkin live.
And owner of Koala Bamboo, our wonderful pillow.
He's got more jobs than Eddie McGuire.
This arrangement.
Now we've got Mike. We have Daniel from Sunshine on the line. Now we did say was Melbourne's premier weather presenter.
Okay.
Ask any question you like. Now, Daniel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What would you like to ask Mike?
Well, firstly, Daniel, you'll have to change the name of your suburb to Cloudy today.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
You'll need some boom tissues while we've got Mike in the studio.
There we go. Now we're starting.
Daniel, what's your question, bro?
Hi, Mike. Hey. Hi, everyone. Mike, we'll be seeing you at the end of July for our wedding. I just wanted to know what the forecast is looking like.
Hang on.
Hang on. Am I your celebrant?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. Oh, in that case, fine, apart from the chance of a shower.
You didn't even ask what the date was.
Well, what date is it?
Jesus, mate. Can you focus a little bit on weather? There's a lot of bamboo pillow chat.
Okay, 13 degrees and partly cloudy.
There we go. That's on
That's a good. You said that so confidently.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. So it's the 27th of July. Is that when your wedding is, Daniel?
That's right.
So it's 13. Daniel, that'd be amazing.
Have you had any? I know that Mike. I spend quite a bit of time with Mike. Mike and I spend a lot of time in the Channel 10 makeup room together.
Well, not that much time.
Well, I know. That sounded a bit.
Don't overcook
suspect.
It.
Yeah, in wardrobe longer.
Don't shut the boss down.
But he. I know he takes a lot of pride in his role as a celebrant, right. He does lots of meetings. Have you had your meeting with Mike to talk about your wedding?
I have. He's been brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. Good. And you remember our discussion?
Yep.
No, good stuff.
Yeah,
good
he'll give stuff. Me some payment for the good promo. Yep.
There we go.
So, okay. And just turn up half an hour before.
Good stuff. Now, he's going to hang around. 13, 10, 60. At some point, I know the 10 publicists are out here. We should probably talk about his job at Channel 10. But been a lot of chat about bamboo pillows.
Premier weather presenter.
No,
you
very good.
You wouldn't give miss a dog the Channel 10 either.
Premier's good.
Out at schools on a Monday. Okay. Might find him in the gardens on a Wednesday.
He's incredible.
He does a lot of things.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, today's weather, good day to have Mike in because we have, in fact, potential for heavy rainfall to develop across parts of Melbourne this morning, reduced visibility. The road conditions are dangerous, so do take care. But Mike Larkin, obviously, premier news forecaster, weather forecaster on Channel 10.
Don't miss him. 10 News first from 5 on 10. That's 5 p.m.
It's like you're taking my job there.
Yeah. And sorry,
probably the best weatherman getting around, Boxy.
Yes.
And the reason I bring this up is... another weatherman, Sam Mack, up for a gold Logie. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I wish I'd paid someone the right money as well.
Yeah.
Who is it, Sam?
Yeah, that's him, Mack, from Channel 7.
I pretend I don't know him. But no, he used to be on the project many years ago when he had viewers.
Do you know what? He's a great guy, Sam. But I don't think he'd mind me saying this because I think it's now common knowledge. If you run a social media campaign, you will get nominated. And Sam did a really big campaign for a gold Logie.
Does it hurt a little bit, though?
A little bit, yeah.
Being, no, but we can
weatherman
fix this.
And no business.
God.
We can campaign. Next year.
Oh, hang on.
Why don't we next year do a big campaign
we'll
like
do a,
Larkin
we'll campaign
for gold?
You.
I love it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Let me just take it back a couple of steps. Yeah. About 7 or 8 years ago, there was a young reporter at Channel 10, and he was going okay, and I taught him how to do the weather to fill in when I was on holidays.
Oh, that was him.
Grant Denyer.
Grant Denyer.
Who won gold.
Oh, wow.
Mike for gold next year. And you know why you should win gold? Because not only is your weather presenting immaculate, like the perfect, the brilliant.
Jesus.
But also,
I'm worried about this. Where are we going?
You also are the owner of Koala Bamboo Pillows.
Not again.
And they're so good that we did say 131060, call in for any weather-based chat or questions with Mike, but also any pillow-based questions. Well. And we've got Jojo from Keysborough. Hey, Jojo.
It's a new low.
Del Fifi.
Jojo. Hey.
Mike.
What would you like to ask Mike?
Yo, Mike, what's the difference between your pillows and normal pillows? Oh. Are they dribble-proof?
Well, it depends how big that pillow is. But no, the normal pillows are cotton, and these are made of bamboo, so they breathe better, they last longer, and you sleep easier.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Jojo. That's a great
answer. Pitch.
Now, back to the Logies.
It would have been a nice touch to give him a pillow, but continue.
Oh, yeah. And a pillow is coming. Have you got Jojo's address?
We can get Jojo's address.
Okay, yep. Jojo, a pillow is on the way.
There you go, Jojo. Koala you've got a pillow and I don't.
Are you at Bor Bor or Long Lung or Lang Lang or anything like that, Jojo?
Now, quickly, before we go to Alpha Bucks.
Bit dad joke.
Okay. Yeah, I'm too busy trying to figure out what I'm going to say in my head.
Now, quickly, past the present and the future, walk into a bar. It was tense.
I don't get it.
The past, the present, the future.
I don't get it.
Past tense.
Past tense, present,
Well done. That's
Now, back to Logies. Okay. We're gonna help you win one next year.
Okay.
Because you cheated in a rice eating contest.
Oh, I didn't cheat.
So we can help you cheat in a Logie winning contest. Perfect.
Fam's referencing.
I'm jumping on board with you now.
Oh, are you with me on my side?
I'm with you.
We can be buddies.
We'll help you cheat to win a Logie like everyone else does.
Okay.
Next year.
What do I do?
I'm gonna be your running. What's a running man? What are they called?
Marketing person.
Your running mate.
Running mate. Okay.
Fev believes that Mike beat him cheated in a rice eating contest once upon a time.
That's why he didn't give me a pillow.
Okay.
A pillow with rice is on the way.
Thank you so much for coming in, Mike.
That would have been pretty funny.
We've
certainly covered off plenty of topics with Mike Larkin. 10 News First.
And 2020 Gold Logie winner.
5 p.m. 101.9
The Fox. Sometimes. Didn't expect that. Instagram is used as a way of inspiring people. Now, we all probably follow someone that loves a quote, loves popping up quotes.
Yeah.
My favourite thing, though, and look out for this, some celebrities, and usually they are ex-reality stars or Instagram influencers, they like their own quotes. and I want to cite the wonderful Apollo Jackson. Now, I feel bad. I like Apollo, and he was one of my, I think, the most popular Bachelor contestants over the last few years.
We've cooked him a bit on
vying for Sophie Monk's heart. Well, no, it was last week he did a bit of a... He was looking for sympathy on Instagram because his career didn't take off after reality TV. And all we were saying to Apollo was, like, the TV network don't owe you a career.
No.
Like, you can't go, not fair, what happened to all the jobs I was supposed to get?
So has he followed that up with an inspirational quote?
He has. What he's done, and I love this, he's got a photo of himself, and then he's got the quote in the talking marks.
Here we go.
And then under the quote, Apollo Jackson. Oh. I just don't know if you can post your own quote. Anyway, here it is. Anyone in Melbourne who needs a bit of a pick-me-up this morning? Apollo Jackson has his own quote. It goes like this. Hard times are there to put you on the right track or to test you and build you into the person you need to be in order to achieve. I mean, it's no Confucius or Oprah or Martin Luther King. Like, I reckon if you're going to back your quote in,
right,
it needs to be better than that. And I've had another sledge at him, and I quite like him. I feel bad about this.
We promised inspiration. This has been quite deflating so far.
No, okay. Well, here's the thing, though. I thought, in honour of Apollo and him launching his own quote, we haven't done this for a while on the show. And because winter is now upon us and we've woken up to this horrendous weather that just makes you want to stay inside and not go to work, we need to pump ourselves up, Melbourne. Now can I have my music? And this is what we can do. We can all give each other that boost and we can celebrate each other's inspirational quotes. Now, we haven't done this for a while on the show, I think since last winter. So can we just go down memory lane, Byron? These are some of the examples of Melbourne locals having made up their own quotes.
Wherever you go, that's where you'll be.
There is always a way. If it's good, remember it. If it's bad, get over it.
If you find a hole, just keep digging.
To everyone out in Melbourne, if I'm a bird, then you're a bird.
One of the best. If I'm a bird, you're a bird. So 131060, call now.
Beautiful.
And if you've genuinely coined your own quote.
Yeah, I've got one.
And you're proud of it.
Oh.
131060, give us a call now. Yeah. Be proud. It might be a work in progress. We can help you out with it. Fev's going to lead the way.
All right, Melbourne. It's a Monday morning.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Oh, it's freezing.
We're making your morning a hell of a lot better.
Okay. We're a bit flat, actually.
No, well, this will pump everyone up. Most people never run far enough on their first win to find out they've got a second Brendan Favola.
I like it.
Yep.
Are you sure you made it up?
Yeah, I did it myself.
No, you see, sometimes you're tricky. Can someone Google that, Leon?
Google the exact words.
No, you're a prankster. I've fallen for this before and you've given me some quotes from
famous. How true is it, though?
Is it Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan?
Who's come up with that? Mate. Tiger Woods.
No. Why do you always think I've only got one string to my bow in sport?
No, I'm very impressed. I think that's great.
We are going to just check it.
131060.
It's a quote in Fev in my own words.
I don't think it is.
It is.
You didn't even write
Leon,
that
did
book.
You find it when you Googled it?
I can't find anything.
That's genuinely an actual Fev quote.
Can we hear it again?
I said, most people never run far enough on their first wind to find out they've got a second. Brendan Favola.
I'm genuinely really impressed.
Thank you.
Very, I mean, it's a bar. Bit like Michael Jordan's, what does he say? For the 100 shots, you get one shot or something.
Like, 13, 10,
if
60.
I was a bird, you're a bird. That's hang what that sounds like.
Hang on, no, guys. We've done some more research. Hang on.
Sorry, guys, that's a William James quote.
Oh, he stole it.
Yeah. Okay.
Fev, who's William James?
101.9 The Fox.
For a morning that might be flat because you've woken up to just rain and miserable weather and you don't want to go to work, don't worry, Melbourne, we've got your back because your fellow Melbourneites know how to make up a quote. Oh, I thought you were going to play the montage.
I can. No, this was we've had so many inspirational quotes in the past. Here we go.
Wherever you go, that's where you'll be.
There is always a way. If it's good, remember it. If it's bad, get over it.
If you find a hole, just keep digging.
To everyone out in Melbourne, if I'm a bird, then you're a bird.
Yes, you are a bird. We don't even need to know what these quotes mean, but if you've at some stage, maybe you were back at school and you came up with a quote and you thought, that's great. Like, how come Oprah gets people retweeting or reposting her quotes? They should post yours. Mm. Share it now. Now we've got Ben from Reservoir. Hi, Ben.
How are you going?
Good, Ben. We're very excited about this quote. Now, just before you start, we should point out, sometimes we find that they have been plagiarised.
Right.
Fev's a big plagiariser. He steals them. So, Ben, when did you come up with this quote?
Talking about?
I changed it a little. It's a quote that's been out there, but I changed it a little bit.
Okay.
So the original quote is, good things come to those who wait, but I don't believe that. I think it's good things come to those who go out and work hard for it.
Oh,
Ben from Reservoir.
Oh, Ben.
And he's done a little sign off there.
Ben, I love that. And you know what? More accurate. They don't come to people who wait all the time.
Mm.
Bad. You could be waiting and something bad can come.
But you could work hard and still something bad could happen.
I love that, Ben, and I think you've tweaked it beautifully, and we will accept that,
that was
as
really
an original
flat.
Quote.
What Fev just said made me feel really flat, Thief.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you could break down everything and everything's flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so is the world.
You're a long time dead.
Earth's okay. Flat.
All right. This is all really depressing.
You'll live every day of it's your last, Boxy, because one day it will be.
Oh. I mean, there's lots of really depressing quotes. Anyway, we've got... Thank you,
so
Ben. Liani from Sunshine West. Hi, Liani.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Liani. We're ready for it. We've braced ourselves. We need a big pump up this morning on a Monday to get us going. What is your original quote?
I would rather be dragged out by the sea than be left on the sand. Liani, Sunshine West.
Liani, I'm breaking that one down.
So you'd rather drown than...
Just lay on the sand.
And lay on the sand?
You'd
is that
rather
what that
be
mean?
Dragged out to
no,
sea?
No, well, the sea is, like, really calming and soothing and, you know, relaxing and...
Have you seen...
Sand is rather coarse and, you know, sort of hurtful in a way.
Have you seen the movie Moana?
Have you seen like a shipwreck show? You know, those movies where they go out and...
This was actually in a dream I had the other night.
Massive waves and...
Where are you going, Fev?
I just don't think the sea's calm.
I'd rather stay on the sand.
I'd rather stay on shore.
I won't lie. I find the ocean terrifying.
Yeah, the ocean's the scaredest thing I've ever... When I fly over it, I'm scared that...
Yeah,
I'm not scared about the plane crashing, because when I get in a plane, I'm like, oh, well, I'll survive that. I'm scared about getting in the ocean.
I'd rather the desert to the ocean.
100%. I'll get eaten by a shark or something. Ugh,
now, Liani, wonderful quote. And you know what, though? I mean, there's something in it for everybody, and everyone takes what they want out of it. It reminds me of a quote I made up.
Really?
I've forgotten about this quote I made up once upon a time.
Because so far I haven't been less inspired.
If I was taken out to sea, I'd rather be on the sand.
Fev, this is an original quote.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Boxy. Yep.
I would rather... Hang on. Think about it. He goes like this.
Come on.
He goes like this. I would rather be knocked down by the truck than have it pass me by. Sorry, I forgot. I've got to tweak it.
So you'd rather be hit by a truck than just watch it go on the way past.
I missed a really
Why are you getting hit by a truck?
I missed a really important part. If life was a truck, I would rather it knock me down than pass me by.
There we go.
Say your name. You've got to say your name at the end.
Oh, Fifi Box.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Child exploitation. It's happening in our midst.
Whoa.
Okay, that was aggressive. Wasn't
it? That was what? got me listening.
Okay, well, Fev, how's this? Children are being paid by a Western Suburbs Council. council's not been named, to try to catch out businesses illegally selling cigarettes to minors.
Oh.
Now, I see what they're doing. Because we're trying to still, to this day and age, I feel like when I was at school, they were trying to stop kids smoking. The fact that we're still trying to stop kids smoking, kids just don't smoke.
Okay, that should work.
Okay, I need a better campaign than that. 4% of children aged 12 to 15, 4% is pretty low, and 14% between 16 and 17 smoke regularly. Well, you know what? It should be 0%. And that's what we're aiming for.
12 to 15, 4% still very high.
Exactly.
I reckon.
That's a 12-year-old.
That's my daughter Lenny having a little puff.
That's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
It is outrageous. So, look, we do, in one way, you commend this council in the Western Suburbs for trying to catch out businesses. So they're paying minors to go in and ask for some cigarettes, and if the proprietor of the establishment gives them cigarettes, obviously, bang, you're fined.
Yeah, or, done. Lose a license.
Yeah, probably you're done. But it raises an interesting point, though, doesn't it? Like, when should kids start working? Because...
Well, they'd be a legal age.
14 or 9 months.
Yeah,
well, is it 14 or 9 months?
I think so, yeah.
See, I think there'd be lots of people in Melbourne, parents, if you're listening and you are exploiting your own children. And when I say that, you can get kids to help out.
Right.
But I wonder if they're being paid. And 131060, we'd love to hear from any parents and any kids listening, because we want to find the youngest working kids in Melbourne.
Okay.
Have you put your kids to Melbourne? I mean, Fev, it is a bit ye oldie, I won't lie. I mean, it does remind me of...
Consider yourself at home.
Oliver! The workhouse back in London.
One of the family.
Kids to work at
So strong. I try to bribe my kids by saying, wash the dishes, fold the clothes, clean your rooms, and I'll give you like 20 a week.
That's work.
Yeah, but they still don't do it.
Wow.
That's chores.
Lazy.
Yeah, but it's more if you, like, if a runway room, for instance, if you got, like, Lenny and Lulu into the office and had them, like, mailing out letters or something.
Sometimes they do the packaging.
See, there we go.
There we go.
Sometimes that's they, it, do,
they help.
Kids.
See, that's so, all a little bit sort of...
I want some more.
There we go. We've already got Lulu for Bowler is helping out at Runway occasionally.
Often on
9 years old.
Often on a Saturday, I alternate in the summer because they're not playing footy.
Yeah.
I get on the couch, put the Sky or the cricket on, the Sky Racing cricket, and I sit and I don't want to move.
Yeah.
And they get me beers and I'll give them like a 20 at the end of it.
That's amazing.
And they just get up and they open it and...
Child exploitation at the
Fabolas. That's okay, though, isn't it?
It teaches
them to work.
131060. Let's look for Melbourne's youngest working kid.
Phone's going crazy here, guys. So.
Nominate yourself, or if you're busy getting ready for school and having your breakfast, parents, how early have you got your kids working?
We'll see how we go. 131060 is the number. This is The Fox.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
We are, of course, talking about a story here in Melbourne, Wyndham Council in the Western Suburbs. They're paying kids to try to catch businesses who are illegally selling cigarettes to minors. And it's a wonderful thing they're doing because they're trying to stop kids smoking and people selling kids cigarettes. That should not be happening.
Do you think the kid thinks, oh, geez, I got away with that. I might go back. Once he's not getting paid and use that money on the cig. Well, they said 4%.
I reckon one Brendan Favola from Birch Court Narry Warren once upon a time might have.
This is still mum's menthols. Smoke him in the dunny.
No, you didn't.
Mm. But I wonder what they're getting paid. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Like when your kids, I didn't ever have a job, but I had friends who did them, used to deliver papers or deliver milk, and they get paid next to nothing because as a kid, you take a can of lemonade as a payment. Like,
absolutely.
Whoa.
I reckon I once sat down in Birch Court, and as it was, we got paid like $10, I reckon. It was 5.5 hours or 6 hours delivering like the, that junk mail that you put in for that's in every letterbox. Oh, it was awful.
And how much? $10
like
an 10, hour?
Like $10, yeah.
See, I don't think we pay our kids enough. But
we work for about 3 hours. We've just dumped the rest in the
bin. Oh, don't dump the rest.
We have asked the question. We're looking for Melbourne's youngest kid who's working and being paid. Now we've got Fatima from Thornbury. Hi, Fatima.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Yeah, good. And now, Fatima, obviously it's not you, but have you got a young kid that you know is working?
Yes, my little brother, actually. He's 13 and he wanted to make some cash, so he decided to start his own lawn mowing business in the neighbourhood. Yeah, and he would make between $100 to $200 each job. He'd just quote them and yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Dude,
that is good cash. For a 13-year-old, a few hundred dollars.
For a 13-year-old, yeah.
Smart.
And he got over after a few months, but he did do it for a solid 8 months.
Wow. There is so many things around the house that I don't want to do that I would pay a child to do. Okay. And when I say that,
that's
sounds terrible.
Slave labour.
No, what I mean is,
Would you like them making sweatshirts out the back?
Listen, Rosie, boxes poo, clean out the kennel.
I'm not kidding.
Pick up all
of Tixie's
toys.
I mean, I'll have her working around the house.
Shouldn't get her doing it now.
Oh, she's six. Let her enjoy her childhood. Tori from West Meadows. Hi, Tori.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Tori. Now, this is you. How old were you when you started working?
I was around 7 years old. We had several different family businesses. So at the age of seven, we had our own milk bar, and I used to help serve the customers and stack the shelves and things like that.
And what were you being paid at seven?
I would get like pocket money and stuff like that. And it was depending if I really wanted something, I'll save to. So they'll give me a bit more, like if I was saving towards something. If not, I'll just put it in my bank account.
I love it, Tori. My favourite is parents who go, don't worry, I've put some money aside for you. Ooh. I'd be saying, how much? I want to see the inventory. Here's my invoice.
Jason and I used to go down to Quarry Quip. We used to be where Dad used to work. He used to work on the guillotine. And you put the metal in, you get these big, they all got like oil on it.
Dangerous.
Yeah, real dangerous. He used to always cut himself. So we'd sit there and we'd just help slide the.
Children.
No, but we wouldn't have been hurt. Like Dad was behind the guillotine, but we'd help slide on the other
side.
You
were a child and you were a bit too close to a guillotine.
Yeah, and mate, you should hear it go. Oh. Anyway, Dad used to get me and Jason, we used to drive the forklift.
No.
So we'd get in the forklift, and then once I backed into the steel boxes, never drove the forklift again. That got in a fair bit of froth and bubble.
So many
after that.
Things that you shouldn't have said.
Mate,
in the
it was
last
so much fun.
30 seconds.
Vanessa in Roeville. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello. Good morning. Good. Really enjoy listening to you guys.
Oh, thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you. I have my little 5-year-old. We have a little trio, original music band. So we can't afford much. So we get my little 5-year-old when he was five. He's now nine, but he would run around selling us merch.
Oh, that's great.
And.
What I love about that, Vanessa, is no one's going to say no to a 5-year-old.
No, to a 5-year-old, exactly.
Especially if you're on the side of a corner and you just get the little kid with a hat. If you walk past a kid with a hat, you're going to put $5 in it, aren't you?
I mean, that is very... Fagin would have done that in Oliver. Definitely.
Yeah. Like
Fagin.
Or Annie. You're
not going to say no to a 5-year-old.
No, you're not going to say no. If a little 5-year-old was standing there going, money, you go, here you go, bro. Parents are going, woohoo, cha-ching.
Yeah, absolutely. I want some more.
Yeah, that's what Byron does when we walk in the office, puts his hat out.
101.9 The Fox.
And this Friday, wow, it is on. Fifi's pregnant, soon to be parent. She's never been this round. All the weird cravings like chocolate and bacon. She's close to exploding now. Fifi's showing her belly's growing. Fifi's swollen. She's close to the end day now. Now, when I say it's on, it's Fifi's single mum's baby shower. She's not giving birth on Friday.
No, not far away.
But imagine if that happened at our single mum's baby shower.
That would be amazing at Melbourne Arena.
Well, on Friday, Boxy, we did a little segment, What Could Go Wrong? And the girl had a baby about a couple of days before her baby shower, so missed her baby shower.
No.
Yeah, come early.
We've got four more sleeps till we're at Melbourne Arena for Melbourne's biggest baby shower, and it's a single mum's baby shower. We're really celebrating all the wonderful single mums out there, not only the pregnant ones. We've got lots of pregnant single mums coming, but also mums who have been maybe been a single mum for a lifetime and have grown children, because it's a tough job on your own, and a lot of single mums, ones I know and a lot of the women we've spoken to on the show, they're not looking for a pat on the back, and they're not looking for thanks, and they're not looking to be pampered. But we thought, you know what? No, you are going to be. It is a bit of a tough road, and you deserve to be made to feel special. So it's all happening this Friday, and we've still got people who are nominating. And I love this because it's beautiful seeing loved ones contact us and reach out to say, you know, I've got a daughter or a friend who really, really should come along to your single mum's baby shower. And this is beautiful. We've got Nick on the line from Reservoir. Now, Nick is a brother who would love to nominate his sister. Are you there, Nick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Nick, this is so beautiful. You're going to make me cry before we've even spoken.
He hasn't said a word yet, Pete.
He's just said hello.
I've been listening. It's not hard to make you cry.
I know it's not. Well, Nick, I'm already crying because it's a beautiful story. Your sister, Ange, not only were you and Ange raised by a single mum, five kids under the age of seven your mum raised on her own.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, your sister, Ange, she's a single mum to a 10-year-old boy, and what is really tough about that is she's doing it hard because your mum passed away only 6 months ago, and that's really tough without your mum.
My mum's 6 month anniversary last week, so being pretty tough for all the siblings. My mum used to call us the Fantastic Five, but that's a different story. But my sister's always taken the reins, helping raise all of us ever since my dad and my mum split up when I was one. Mm-hmm. And my sister even finished high school early. She dropped out to get a job to help my mum pay the bills and that. And she's always taking care of all of us, made sure we've always had clothes on our back. And, she's just been really good for all of us, like a second mum.
And she's raising her own child.
And now she's doing the same and on her own again. So, yeah, not the best circumstances, but I feel like if anyone deserves a break, it's probably my sister.
Oh, Nick, that is absolutely beautiful. We would love Ange to come on Friday to Melbourne Arena. So please tell her. We'll be in contact with details about her coming. You might even come with her, Nick, because she's got a plus one.
Got work.
Yeah.
Fair enough, mate.
They seem fair hardworking, enough. Boxy.
But it is, we've got so many people have come on board, so many sponsors that are giving these incredible single mums a morning to remember where they'll be pampered, celebrated, given lots of love. So we want to include your sister Ange in that, Nick.
Good work, Nick.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well done, Nick.
Good on you, mate. She sounds incredible, Ange.
101.9 The Fox.
Nothing short of remarkable, this man's career. 15 number one albums in Australia. That's more than the Beatles achieved. 15 number one albums, 10,000 gigs, ARIA Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He's the biggest star in this country, and I will have nobody say anything different.
We wouldn't dare because he's right here.
Not going to say it against you.
His new album is called My Criminal Record. It features his new single, Shutting Down Our Town, which is out now. I'm even going to play a hook of that for you, Jimmy. You're trying to stuff this up. Still got it, hasn't he?
I don't know where I put it, but I've still got it.
Jimmy Barnes, Barnesy.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
So good to see you.
Nice to be here. Nice to see you taking it easy there.
I know, look at
that. You shouldn't be working. You should be lying down somewhere. Get some hot water and towels.
Do you know, it's so true. I'm reclining on a couch here. I have a few weeks to go. I'm a bloated big dumpling.
That's good. You look good.
You're very...
Some of my best friends are...
You look really good.
I'm really well. I'm ridiculously healthy. I know. I don't know what's happened to me. Where did I go wrong?
Are you doing yoga and having
quinoa
salads?
I do Pilates.
Jimmy Barnes does Pilates.
Hang on.
It's unbelievable. I tell you, because I've done martial arts and boxing and yoga. I've done all these things over the years. Pilates, you can't cheat, you know? And so it's really good. It's really good for targeting.
Are you on those beds, the reformer?
Yeah, the reformer. I am the reformer. I'm the deformer, sorry.
It's gone from a Hong Kong mattress to a Pilates table.
What happened to us,
man? What's happened?
What's the world becoming? Come on, you're a healthy lad. You know better.
Mate, I'm not a healthy lad. I used to be healthy.
You used to be healthy.
You've done the Benjamin Button. I've gone the other way.
Sorry, plenty of time.
Fit to fat. That's what I've done.
You are much loved on this show, and any chance we have to play your music to celebrate you, we do. And personally, you know me, I've been a mad stalker from way back.
Didn't we try to marry you off to Mossy one day?
Yeah, well, we'll go back 15 odd years.
That was unfortunate, that incident, wasn't it, Pete?
I love you, Jimmy, and that's fine. I know you know that. But the boys, Byron at the time, did want to surprise me by having Jimmy serenade me in a studio.
Sorry.
And unfortunately.
And I'm not really the one for a serenade either.
Well, what happened? There was some miscommunication behind the scenes, and popular cold chisel guitarist Ian Moss ended up singing to Feith Cry Me a River.
That's right, and it's beautiful.
Well, Feith's just nowhere near as interested in Ian as she is in you.
She's really
I was just looking out the window going, I wanted him. Where's Jimmy?
But Mossy's a much smoother singer. You know? But if somebody's going to serenade, I'll get Moss. I'll be like Serrano de Bergerac. I'll get Mossy to serenade and I'll come and stand next to you.
Well, Jimmy, in honour of you, okay, we've been doing lots of raffles and lots of sweeps to figure out what the baby's name will be. I'm about to have this baby.
Yep.
And we don't know the gender at the moment, but if it is a boy, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
Jimmy. Lock it in honour of Barnsley.
I'll take that. I'll take
that.
That's
a
very nice feed.
Jimmy Box.
Jimmy Box.
Jimmy Box. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Jimmy, I love it.
All right, I'll get Mossy to sing to him as well.
Now, of course.
We're coming out later in a year. I'll come in and visit you. But where's that baby? Where's our baby?
Well, I want to mention that, Feith, you can bring little Jimmy along to this concert. It could be his first gig. Because it's Margaret Court Arena. It's Saturday, the 12th of October, to see Jimmy play. And the tickets are on sale now for that. So, Feith, you should get in the queue. And,
I'll get you a ticket, Feith. I'll get you a couple of tickets. You'll need a few.
Well, Barnsley,
family pass.
Yes.
Trixie Box. Fifi's first child coming to the world to the theme song of the Western Bulldogs.
Right.
Maybe you could be in the birth suite and sing to the new Jimmy.
That's a great
shutting down
idea.
Your turn. Coming to the world. I don't know. It sounds a bit creepy.
I just want to have Jimmy screaming in the baby.
One and a three. No,
be gone. Stop screaming. Oh, no, it's not her. It's him.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Fifi's single mum's baby shower started out as an idea to give your second one a really nice baby shower. And then suddenly you went, well, hang on a minute. I should share my baby shower with some deserving single mums. It's just gone from one thing to the next, and before you know it, Melbourne Arena has been booked for this Friday morning, and major sponsors Underworks have come on board, a huge range of baby socks for tiny toes. Underworks, the number one to down under for baby, and Feith, the offers from businesses big and small all over Melbourne just keep rolling in.
Oh, we've been so touched by how many businesses, a lot of local small businesses, some big businesses have put their hand up and said, hey, what can we do for you? And we've got another business has jumped on board. The wonderful Tommy Tippy.
They're the best.
Aren't they the best? Anyone who's had a baby will have used Tommy Tippy products. They're giving us these incredible products for our goodie bags. So all the single mums who come get goodie bags. There's their Closer to Nature feeding bottles, which will be just invaluable for new mums. Bath squirts, my favourite.
They're the best.
Aren't they the cutest?
I find myself having baths and playing with them. It's weird.
That is.
That's
disturbing.
Not good. No, because they're so much fun. You squirt them and it's really fun.
And this is...
I don't use the bottles, but I use that.
Well. And this product's so handy, the Closer to Nature Express and Go Bottle and Pouch Warmer. So being able to have that with you. So they're more goodies for the goodie bags.
Good on you.
Thank you, Tommy Tippy.
And, I mean, they push it as simple and intuitive baby products to help you parent on, but Feith might have uncovered a new demographic, just people without kids that want to play with the toys.
Yeah, because when I had when the kids get older and then you lose all the bath toys, but now Toby's getting to that stage where she's in the bath, the toys are the best.
Thanks, Tommy Tippy. Unbelievable. The sponsorships and the support has been amazing. Fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. Great breaking news last night as we were all going to sleep was this cruise ship that crashed into a Venice harbour. Terrified onlookers are forced to flee because the cruise ship, as it was coming into dock, just didn't stop and it kept going. I believe we've got some audio of the actual crash, Byron.
Well, we don't have to get off the boat. Hold on.
I reckon the horn was about 30 seconds too late. Don't you have to honk it as you're coming in?
I think he was honking it for ages.
Oh,
wow. I just couldn't stop.
Now, a few things. Venice has a very tight little dock there, and they've always been concerned about these big cruise ships coming in. They're going to now, I think they'll be
really. Is that because the canals aren't big enough?
Well, you definitely wouldn't put one in a canal.
No, because they come in from the canals, don't they? And then they.
Well, no, there's the dock. They're not docking in the actual canal. They're on the ocean side.
Because they're too big, the big cruise ships.
Yeah,
you're not going to take out a gondola.
No.
Did you see the ship? I think it took out a little gondola. It was massive.
Apparently, if you're wondering why this happened, there was a cable. There's a cable that snapped, and the cruise ship just kept going.
Oh, God.
Now, a couple of things about
check
this.
Your brakes.
There are two people that have been injured, minor injuries at this stage, which
right.
is great.
No one's seriously hurt.
No one is seriously hurt. So this does bring in the conversation that Fev and I had a bit of. Now, we're often on the same page with these things. See, I looked at this and I saw that it was it was all over the internet last night, like one of the biggest news stories. But the minute I saw that it crashed into land, fine.
I thought the same thing.
Fine.
What do you mean fine?
I watched it at about 2 o'clock this morning when I was watching the cricket, Afghanistan versus South Africa.
Yeah.
And I was just, because it was the over had finished, I was just looking at it. I was like, if you're ever going to crash anywhere, crash on land.
I agree. See,
if you
were out in the middle of the ocean, you went into a iceberg, you're done.
Dead.
If if I was on that Venice cruise ship,
like if you were the actual
here
captain,
are some things.
If you
one,
were, if, would you be in charge
if
of
I
the
was
ship?
I'm a passenger. Okay. If I'm a passenger, I'd go, oh, that was a bit bumpy, but now I'll just go down the stairs and get off.
Yeah.
Because that's land.
Yeah.
Even if it was a nastier crash, if you had to jump into the ocean, you just swim into shore.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of positives about crashing into a dock.
You've done well.
Really?
You did well, the captain.
I agree.
Did you hear what you just said? There are lots of positives about crashing into a dock.
Well, if you're ever going to crash if you're on a big ship, if you're ever going to crash, you don't want to crash when you're out in the middle of the ocean.
Okay, no, fair point.
That is a preferable crash.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to crash, crash into the dock.
Okay, thank you.
Because there's
much.
No one on that boat's going to do an interview saying they feared for their life.
Right.
They go, oh, well, sweet, we're on dock.
I mean, that would just be a bumpy ride.
101.9 The Fox.
Seriously, Fev, your little niece, Penny, is so cute. I can't take my eyes off her.
Yeah, she's in here today, little
she's
Pen.
So cute.
She's so cute. Taking her to the movies.
Good uncle. Now, Fev, do you mind if I bring some soccer news to the show?
Oh, God, I've been waiting all show. Liverpool, European champions.
Can I combine it with some nudity?
Oh,
now you got me listening.
Why'd you wait till 8:51?
Okay, sorry.
Bring this up at 6.
obviously, Liverpool and Tottenham, the big clash in Madrid that happened over the weekend.
That's right.
I actually sound like I know what I'm talking about.
That was good.
Big game there. That would be a final, wouldn't it be, Fev?
It was a big championship game.
Big championship. And a wannabe Instagram influencer took advantage of this. Now, a girl called Kinsey Wolanski, who has one of the best rigs I've ever seen. wow, I'd probably streak if I looked like that. So she looks great. She's run out onto the match in a – she's not gone naked.
It's a girl
keeny. She's wearing a Borat mankini, but for a girl. And she's done that. Now, her boyfriend, she's in a relationship with a very popular YouTuber, a guy that's got millions of followers.
Right.
So what what's happened here is she's done this as a stunt to boost her Instagram following. Now, I've got a grab bar.
Yeah, a little
hear
bit
her
of
streak.
Action from the Champions League final.
Game's going to have to stop here because we have someone on the pitch.
Interesting stuff. It was great to see. I was watching the game, and when someone streaks, they don't really show them, which is very frustrating for the viewer.
I bet it
is. You know, you pay. I suppose the people that paid up to $10,000 for a ticket to go to the Champions League got to see it run out. We didn't.
Well, but the thing is, before this, no one would have heard of Kinsey.
No, and this is the thing.
But what's happened after she streaked?
Well, she's an influencer boxy, so she's gone down the path of one of the great influencers in the world, Kimmy K. She brought out a video. Now she's the most famous girl in the world. So she's a little Kenzie's gone, well, I've got 300,000 followers. I'm an influencer, which is a good
solid
stat.
Effort.
It's very
I think
solid.
She's
more
Swedish.
Than any of us.
Yeah, she's got us covered. So she'd be getting a little bit of an endorsement here and there. So she's thought, if I streak, what a time to do it. Most view, no one, I think it's Super Bowl and Champions League are pretty similar to the amount of people around the world watch it, like over 100 million people would have watched. Anyway, she went for overnight. She went from 300,000, so all you influencers out there.
No.
To 2.5 million. So she's gone, bang, all the little influencers around the world are going, oh, God, what's the next?
Where can I streak?
The Ashes is coming up.
That's
blah,
the grand
blah, blah.
Final in September.
Yeah, that's the grand final for all you little Melbourne influencers if you want to do a little streak in a girl keeny. But then she's gone, 2.5 million. How good am I going? This is great. I'm going to get endorsements. I'm well-known around the world. Wakes up. This morning, her Instagram's been deleted. They deleted it. Now she's got no followers.
I have never been more impressed by the owners of Instagram. Whoever those people are, That behaviour should not be rewarded.
Yes.
If you can get 2.5 million followers by streaking, can you imagine? You'd never have a sport event without a streaker moving forward.
That would be, you know.
Or maybe you actually don't want them to get this involved.
On a serious note, well done to Instagram, because that would entice other people to do the same thing.
Well, it's rewarding bad behaviour,
which sometimes is, but in this case, just let the guys play.
I wonder what, though. Does she get back her 300,000?
No, she's done. Before? Zero. But she'll go back on, obviously, and she'll do another name.
Well, she's got Wimbledon to get some.
Mate, French Open final. You've got Ashes coming
up. She'll be the Peter Hoare of big sports.
Yes,
Peter Hoare, the Newcastle man.
He often, he went on our, we were in Newcastle for a footy camp, and he jumped on our bus. Pest.
It's unbelievable, that guy. I think he ran down the straight of a Melbourne Cup once as well.
He did.
Yeah, okay.
Love a good streaker.
Actually, Leon, just a quick one. Could you please, if there's any Insta footage of Fev and I streaking through the tan, could you have that pop down, please?
How come you guys didn't get more followers when you took your clothes?
It didn't work out for us, did it?
The old toboggan down Mount Buller, that didn't help, did it?
Didn't get us any traction.
No.
Anyway.
I'm going down the slide on Monday.
Oh, you are
too.
Big freeze. Big freeze.
No, keep your clothes on.
Man king.
Hey, just a quick one. If you're a tradie, our usual segment tomorrow morning at 6:30 is Tradieoke, where you sing your heart out for a great prize. But check out this prize for tomorrow morning's tradies. The Voice, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday on Channel 9. We are giving away The Voice Grand Final Experience for two. That's your return flights from Melbourne to Sydney, the airport transfers, your accommodation, tickets to The Voice Grand Final. It's valued at $2,500.
Wow.
That's probably the biggest Tradieoke segment we've played so far.
Yeah, 100%. So tell everyone at the work site to get around tomorrow morning's show, 6:30 for Tradieoke.
Underworks, the number wonder, down under for socks, and has been for 20 years.